Saturday Night Theater. We present Joe Raymond as Tansy with David March, Belle Crystal, Alan Tilvin, and Diana Olson in The Girl Richards, a new play for radio by Alan Pryor. The Girl Richards.
It's a long time, remember, from January to December.
Hello? Anybody home?
Well, I'm here. I wouldn't call this place home.
Looks just like home to me.
Hey, are you patient?
Oh, no, you can't be. You're too old. Well, thanks.
You've come in at the staff door as well.
Yes.
Who is he wanting, love?
Dr. Bernard. He's expecting me.
Oh, well, no sense in you going back to reception now. Just sit you down.
Thank you.
He's in there with one of them.
Huh?
You're an American, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
You're from the aerodrome?
No.
You come over to be with him?
Who?
Your hubby.
Oh, I'm not married.
It's not much of a place to follow a man to, Orton. Key, terrible place for winds. Got some will fall at a pair of trousers anywhere.
How far is the field?
On the coast. I suppose that's to be nearer them.
Yeah, guess so.
Well, if you've not come to your hubby, I wonder if you're coming at all, miss.
Oh, I'm sort of American aid.
We've got plenty of that already. You ask some of the lasses down there.
I guess the boys at the field get lonely.
Hungry's the word, miss. Well, if you'll just wait, I don't suppose the doctor will be long. Do you like a cuppa?
I'm sorry?
Tea. Cup of tea.
Oh, well, yes, thank you.
I don't dare disturb him when he's digging into their dirty little minds, bless them. They call me a cleaner. I never get a chance to clean out, do you? Come on in, whoever you are. Oh, it's you.
Any objections?
Plenty. But come in and sit you down.
What's that funny smell?
Soap and water.
Carbolic. They had it at Remand's home. I don't like it.
I can believe it. Doctor won't be long. And don't you run away this time.
I've no choice, have I? You waiting to see him?
Yes, I am.
You mind if I smoke?
There's a notice over there says don't.
Oh, there's always a notice, wherever you need one.
Tansy.
Psst. Lee. What are you doing here?
Where were you, Tansy? I waited an hour.
I had to come up here. I forgot.
You forgot you were meeting me?
I'm not so loud. There's somebody else here.
Oh, sorry, miss. I didn't see you sitting there.
Oh, that's all right. Excuse me. I'll just have another look at that wonderful view.
Tansy, I hired a car. I thought we were going out on the moors today.
Well, I can't do.
You have to come here?
Aye.
Child guidance clinic? What's it all about, anyway?
Luke, I'll tell you all about it later on. You go now. Go on.
Tansy, you aren't in any trouble or anything.
Will you please go?
If you were, you'd tell me, wouldn't you, Tansy?
Aye. Now, will you go before anybody comes?
Okay, if you're sure.
I'm sure. Go on.
Right. Oh, Tansy.
What you on about now?
I hired the car for the day. Should I take it back or what?
Well, do what you want.
Okay, I'll take the car back then.
Another time, eh?
Sure, another time.
You'll call for me. At our place. Better make it 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock. You sure you're okay here? There's nothing I can do?
I've just told you, haven't I? Well, stop looking after me, will you? Do me a favor and leave me alone for a bit.
Sorry. Trying to help, that's all.
Well, help by putting yourself on the other side of that door.
Okay.
Oh, he thinks he owns me. Just because it really is a marvelous view. Those tiny stone houses. Like rows of gray matchboxes. I'm going to have that fag. They can't shoot me for it. Oh. That one went down to my boots.
Do you smoke much?
Any given number. You waiting to see the doctor as well?
As a matter of fact, I am.
Want a fag?
No, thank you. And I should put yours out before the doctor comes if I were you.
Oh, he won't sing out. It's her. Yeah, you sound kind of American. Them shoes, they're Italian, aren't they? The latest, aren't they?
Yeah.
Is that a real diamond?
Yes, it is.
You married?
No.
I bet you're rich.
Why, if you want to know, you ask, don't you? You see the receptionist?
She said, come through.
By the staff door? You'd better go and tell her here.
If you say so.
If you were mine, I'd say a lot more. Here's your tea, miss. It's strong enough for you.
Fine, thanks.
Nay, you know I ought to do this floor again. They're expecting visitors.
Oh, I see.
From town hall. Education officer and committee. Mm. It always makes a good impression, the floor you can pass your air in. Oh, I hear all the gossip, love. They talk in front of me. I'm just a piece of furniture here. But I know they're coming. And why? Oh, well, I'll just give it one more rub over and then that'll have to do. You said your young man weren't at field, didn't you, miss?
I said my husband wasn't at the field because I have no husband.
Oh, sorry, love. I want nosing. Honest. I just wondered.
Well, I do have a friend. Colonel Caval, stationed at Horton Field.
The Colonel? Hmm. He'll be getting on, then.
Getting on?
Oldish.
Old? Oh, no. He's only 3 years older than I am.
Oh, fancy. Hmm. A Colonel as well. Why, you're lucky, aren't you? Staying long in the valley?
I'm going to work here.
Are you? Where?
Here.
Well, you must be the new socialist worker.
Correct.
With your looks, eh, you're wasted. You'll never get a man while you're in this job. Men fight shy of women who know what's going on in their heads, you know.
Not a psychiatrist, you know.
Miss Burgess, that's the lady you swapped with. She'll never get a man, always anatomizing them, and it's no good. Men don't like it. Ah, here's the doctor now.
See you next Wednesday, David, and don't you worry about that exam too much now.
No, sir. And thank you, sir. Bye.
You know, Mrs. Clark, I like that boy.
Hmm. You say that about them all, doctor. Oh, there's a lady to see you.
Dr. Bernard? Oh, I'm April Barr.
Oh, but of course, it is today, isn't it? I had almost forgotten. Oh, please come into the upper office. Now, sit down, Miss Barr. You found your flat?
Yes. I like your view. From the window down over the valley.
Well, it's a little too industrial for my own tastes. Oh. Yet it changes subtly every hour. Oh, it's very English. When I first came here, I used to stand at that window for just a few minutes every morning. I could hardly believe I was in England.
I feel just like that now.
I doubt it, my dear. You see, I was running away from something terrible.
How do you know I'm not?
I think that floor looks a bit better now, Doctor.
Isn't morning the usual time to polish the floor, Mrs. Clark?
I've done it this morning. This is extra.
May I ask why?
If they come, it'll make a good impression.
If who come?
Mr. Strawn and his counselors. The like place is smelling fresh.
Oh, I see. Oh, well, thank you, Mrs. Clark. Very thoughtful of you.
Oh, that's all right, sir. If they close this place up, I'll lose my job as well, you know. Afternoon, Miss. Doctor.
Goodbye, Mrs. Clark.
This exchange is a good idea, Miss Barr. I am sure our Miss Burgess will learn a great deal at your famous clinic. As soon as Mark Tilden gets in, you must meet him. He's the third of our little, trinity.
I take it he's English, huh?
Oh, fortunately. We need somebody here who knows the habits of the native. Myself, I am an Englishman 13 years.
Oh.
Oh, you smile. I see you don't believe that I am an Englishman.
I could believe you were an American.
Well, I must admit, I thought of that once. But I'm a European, Miss Barr. Europe has been good to me. It gave me a career, priceless teaching, and knowledge.
I'm sorry. Perhaps I shouldn't have said that. It was an imperial kind of remark, anyway.
Oh, my dear, there's no place like home for any of us. Oh, excuse me.
Sure.
Dr. Bernard speaking. Oh, please put him on. Oh, good afternoon, Director. Oh, you aren't. In a week or so. I see. I will look forward to it. Goodbye. Now, Miss Barr, perhaps I should outline your duties. This is the only center for 30 miles. We serve the entire valley. Children are sent to us from several sources. Schools, private doctors, and sometimes, usually too late, from the juvenile courts.
Okay.
As medical director, I perform the usual clinical diagnosis. Mark Tilden looks after any problems of an educational nature. You, of course, will do all our home visiting.
I see.
4 o'clock. I was expecting a patient. She's late. Too much trouble to get here on time. Everything's too much trouble for her.
What's the problem?
Well, now, let us see what her file says.
Yeah.
Teresa Richards, age 16. Referred to us by the juvenile court. Probation for 6 months. The charge, stealing from a store. We have had her a month. I've had 2 consultations with her here. But as yet, owing to Miss Burgess's absence, there have been no home visits. That will be your job.
Hmm. What did she steal?
Oh, a powder ball you carry about. Huh? A compact. Is that the right word?
Why did she do it?
Well, perhaps she just wanted a compact.
Now, Doctor, you know it couldn't be that simple.
No, perhaps not. I wonder if there is a message on the pad from her. Oh, no, nothing. Too much trouble. Oh, there has been a message for you, Miss Barr. Colonel Caval telephoned.
Already?
He will call for you at 6:30 here. Ah, the Richards girl is very late.
Does she have red hair?
Ah, yeah. A most unusual color. A sort of tan. Her friends call her Tansy.
Oh, I'm so stupid. She was here. Perhaps she's gone.
Well, not far. You see, it is the clinic or the police. And she's less afraid of the clinic.
What about her parents?
Oh, her mother died young. Her father was a war hero, killed in Korea.
Oh.
He won the military medal. The British think rather a lot of it. You see, if this girl had been anybody else, if her father had not been a hero, she would certainly have been sent away to a school. In my opinion, the best course. Instead, we have her. And if we fail, people will say the usual things about our work.
Well, they'll say them anyway.
Well, I'm glad you know that. It'll save you a lot of trouble.
It already has. The girl, Richards, has she a job?
Oh, she works at the mill when she goes. She has a bad attendance record. Oh, would you believe it?
Huh?
The girl is walking in the grounds. I can see her now.
Alone?
Well, I hate to involve you so early in our troubles, Miss Barr, but I might as well put it plainly. This girl is a sort of test.
I don't follow you.
Well, there's a lot of local opposition to this clinic. Always has been. Some members of the Valley Education Committee want to remove their 50% grant, economy cuts. The case of Tansy Richards, because of some unfortunate publicity, seems to have taken their eye. It could affect things.
But how unfair. One case.
Oh, most people live by theatrical symbols. This girl is in a dramatic situation. The committee are ready to be influenced. One has to accept that.
I feel awful coming here at such a time.
Oh, not at all. You can help.
But I have no background.
When she goes into my consulting room, I leave my door open. You should hear a little.
Is that all right?
Oh, no. It's most unprofessional.
Yes.
But without some knowledge, how can you take the case over? And we haven't a lot of time.
All righty. It's good to be working again. One gets to miss it.
Well, I'll go into my room and look farther. Send her in when you've had a look at her.
Right.
Oh, hello, miss.
Come in. You're Tansy Richards, aren't you?
Some call me that.
May I? Suit yourself. Where's your friend? Are you close friends?
He's a yank.
So am I. And I've come to work here.
Oh, I didn't know.
Oh, that's all right.
This is a nice coat. Lovely fur collar. Is it yours?
Yes.
How much did it cost?
Oh, I don't know. It was a present.
It's a flying coat, isn't it? A man's coat. A man give it you?
As a matter of fact, one did.
I wish I knew him.
Dr. Bernard's waiting for you, Tansy.
Okay. Just going.
Come in. Oh, please sit down, Tansy. And how are things with you?
Not bad.
Have you seen the probation officer this week?
Aye.
What did he say?
He wants me to go to night school.
And what do you think about it?
Nothing.
Well, this is not like ordinary school. Cooking, dressmaking, that sort of thing. You could make a nice dress. Wouldn't you like a dress?
Liking's not getting, is it?
You have no nice dresses?
Only this sweater.
Oh, but of course you can afford to buy a dress.
Well, Frenchy takes all my money Friday.
And where is Frenchy working herself?
Frenchy doesn't work.
Oh, you like your sister, don't you?
She's all right.
You know, Tansy, I have to send in a report about you sooner or later. I want it to be a good one. Now, will you take my advice and try evening classes? By the way, what do you do in the evenings? Do you read?
I don't like books.
You go to the cinema?
I go in the afternoons.
Aren't you working in the afternoons?
Well, I mean, I like the afternoons best.
Do you like living in Slade Street, or would you prefer another place?
I don't want to leave my home. The court said I needn't do. They said I could stay so long as I was...
As long as you behaved yourself, didn't they? Are you behaving yourself, Tansy?
Aye.
You don't want to leave Slade Street, you say. Now, why is that?
Well, I've always lived there.
Your father lived there, didn't he?
Aye. And then he went off in the army.
Do you remember him?
Aye.
Did you like him?
He was all right.
You don't remember your mother, do you?
She died of pneumonia when I was a kid.
There's nobody else at your house?
There's only me and Frenchie.
Do you go out dancing?
I've got no dress.
Or skating?
I've got no skates.
Do you watch the television or listen to the radio?
We've got no TV set. Well, we had one, but they took it back again.
So all you do to amuse yourself is to go to the pictures sometimes, in the afternoons.
I like the pictures.
Well, we can't always have what we like, can we?
I don't know. Some do, don't they?
If I found you a job in another place, perhaps a nicer job than the mill, would you go? You'd be able to live in the hostel.
I don't want to go to no hostel.
Have you learned to like the mill, Tansy?
I'm not working at mill.
Why is that?
I left. Frenchie said I could.
I see. And you haven't found another job yet?
No. But I haven't pinched anything else. I've never been in trouble since. I can stay at home, can't I?
You'll see me again next week, Tansy, same time. And I would be happier if you were able to tell me you had arranged some evening classes for yourself.
Is that all, sir?
No, a lady will be calling to see you at home. She is a social worker. Her name is Miss Barr.
Can I go now, sir?
Yes, my dear. You can go.
Oops. Oh, sorry, miss. I didn't see you there.
My fault. I was in your way. You all through with the doctor?
Excuse me, miss.
Oh, Tansy.
I'm
not sure it suits me, this coat. Do you think it does?
It's smashing.
Well, this color isn't everybody's. How would it go with that red hair of yours, I wonder?
I don't know. I never had anything like that.
You know, I've been looking for a good excuse to get rid of it since the day I was given it. Would you like it?
Me?
Of course. Take it.
Oh, I couldn't.
Go on, take it. Haven't you ever been given something before?
No. I don't want it.
But it would look great on you.
I don't want it.
Well.
Has she gone? Oh, she can't get away from us quickly enough, eh? You know, Miss Barr, I like that child.
I wish this place ran to a car, you know, Julius. I banged my shin on that ruddy old bone. I'm sorry.
Oh, this is Miss April Barr, our new colleague, Mark Tilden.
Oh, it's today. Well, I'm glad you've arrived. I've had visiting. I'll never grumble at a social worker again, I assure you.
I've been telling Dr. Bernard. I don't know how I'll manage.
By the way, Tansy has just gone. Did you see the Richards woman?
Well, I knocked for hours, but nobody came. I'm sure she was in. I saw the curtain move upstairs. Perhaps she had a customer.
Is the girl's sister...
Yes.
Then why don't you get the girl away from her?
Well, it's not so easy. She says she's reformed. Or was it retired?
If this is true, the girl's exposed to the worst possible influences. How on earth do you expect...
We can't do anything about the sister until we have some proof.
The sister's the only relation she has?
Yes. Oh. But there are other things she loves more, I think. Oh, by the way, Mark, The big visit is off. Yeah. Strong telephone.
Well, they'll probably make it a surprise call. I tell you, Julius, those committee morons will close this place if it's the last thing they ever do.
Then we must see. They don't, my good friend. Huh.
When Richards was here this afternoon, there was a man with her. An American airman.
Well, there's no law against Tansy having a boyfriend.
Miss Barr, you didn't mention this before.
Oh, didn't seem important.
Mark, I suggest we leave this business until after Miss Barr has made one visit. We have other people on our hands besides Tansy Richards.
But, Julius, don't you see? For the moment, she's the only one who matters. Oh,
we will be giving Miss Barr a poor impression of the way things are on here.
Yes, I'm sorry. You've, somewhere to live, Miss Barr?
An apartment on Marine Row.
Marine Row? But that's down there next to Slade Street. Couldn't you get anything better than that?
My friend Colonel Cavell arranged it for me. I told him I wanted to live among the people I might be dealing with.
You'll be doing that, all right.
Well, there's no point in my getting a room in the best hotel, is there? I'm a stranger here, remember?
Miss Barr, that's the file on the Richards girl.
Oh.
It's as much as we know, officially.
I'll read it tonight.
You might call at 13 Slade Street as soon as possible.
Don't go before 11. They won't be up.
Oh, well, I think I will call it a day, if you will excuse me. Good night, Barbara.
Good night, Julia.
Good night, Miss Barr.
Good night. And thanks, Doctor, for having me.
Oh, thank you for coming.
Tansy Richards. He's thrown you in at the deep end, all right.
You seem pretty certain she's gone to the bad.
Wait till you see that sister.
If she had, it would get her off your hands here.
It would.
Dr. Bernard tells me the clinic's having grand trouble.
You ever know one that wasn't?
I wonder why she didn't stick at her job.
Well, that mill's hard slog. And she isn't strong. It's too much for her.
Couldn't she get another job?
Well, who'd give Tansy Richards a reference?
A reference?
Well, a letter of recommendation.
Oh, I see.
Well, I think I'll make some tea. Do you want some?
No, thanks. I had some.
First lesson. In England, nobody refuses a cup of tea ever.
Well, right then. If you're quick. A friend's collecting me.
Yes, I took the phone message. What's he like? The bold colonel.
He flew over 100 missions, including Korea.
I was afraid he'd be like that.
Were you in the war?
Yes.
I can't imagine you as a soldier.
And lousy and dirty, I mean. Sometimes a bit bloody.
How did you know I was thinking that?
Well, they all do.
Your girlfriend?
People I know.
You're evasive, Mr. Tilden. I'll bet they all chase you.
Well, some of them, like everybody.
What kind chase you?
Italians. I married one.
What happened?
I left her in Italy.
Oh.
That was a long time ago, just after the war. I was 22.
You had to come back here?
Yes. I had to come back here.
And your wife?
And she stayed at home, her home.
I'm sorry.
For me, because I have a homing instinct.
For your wife? Because you loved this valley more than you loved her.
Frankness is one of the many occupational diseases in this business. I see it applies in American clinics, too.
I was just interested.
The snag is, this profession attracts far too many of the wrong people. If you want to be an artist, you've got to prove you can paint or write or make sculpture. If you want to tinker with people's minds and lives, all you have to do is pass an exam.
You say what you think, don't you? I thought the English were supposed never to do that.
Ah, there are two kinds of English. The ones we export and the ones you'll meet in this valley. The exportables never say what they think. Here, they say what they feel.
So I'm learning already. Do you say what you think or what you feel?
Oh, to my colleagues, I say what I think. To my masters, I say what I think is the best politics for the clinic.
Am I a colleague?
From this very moment, I promise.
Thank you. You know, I only ever met one man who talked the way you do. You remind me of him quite a lot.
What happened to him?
He died a long time ago.
What made you come here to England?
Because I was restless, I guess.
It's a long way to come for a rest. Well, I'll just clean these cups, if you'll excuse me.
April Barr. Steady girl.
Hi, April.
Harry. Oh, just a moment, let me see you. Take your cap off.
You look great. Jeez, I've missed you. You're lovely when you smile. I'd forgotten just how lovely you are.
Sit down. Here. Well?
Well? You think I look older, huh?
38. That isn't old.
39 last week.
Harry, I forgot.
I know.
39. Still crazy about that those old airplanes.
I know. It ought to be kids. It could be kids, April. The fresh monkeys on the squadron call me Pop. They're a good bunch, though. I worry about
them. Harry. They wouldn't let you fly if anything happened, would they?
Let them try and stop me. Say, what's all this talk for? Give me another kiss, woman.
I'm sorry.
Oh, Mark Tilden. Harry Cavell. Mark works here.
Pleased to know you.
Would you like some tea, Colonel?
Thanks. You know, every place I go in England, somebody's waiting with tea. They give so much away, I reckon they must be glad to get rid of it.
One lump for everybody, all right?
Fine.
No sugar for me. A weight problem, you know. Thanks.
You're from the field?
Yes.
How is it?
Just a long wait to see if we'll be wanted.
Think you ever will be?
I have to plan so, just in case.
I'd hate your job.
Yes, I guess you would.
Well, if you'll excuse me, I have some reports to do. I'll use Julius's annex. Take my tea with me. Ghostly place, haunted by little lost psychopaths.
He's all right. I like him.
I thought you did.
Did it show?
To me, it showed.
Harry, why do you think I'm here?
To marry me? What else?
Oh, don't let's start all that again.
But I figured when you wrote you were coming
here. You figured wrong. I came to do a job of work. My personal feelings for you didn't enter into it at all.
They didn't?
No.
You could have gone some other place. You had a choice.
Yes.
But you came here.
If you put it that way, yes.
I do put it that way.
I've kept you waiting for years. I've written you when I felt like it. Every 6 months. I can't possibly marry you unless I love you enough. Harry, don't you see that?
I can wait.
Why didn't you marry somebody else? We'd both be free then.
I don't want to marry anybody else.
It'll never happen now. It's too late.
It isn't too late, and you know it. April, this is our first night together. We don't have to go over the old ground again.
Thanks for my apartment.
I had trouble. Nobody would believe I didn't want running hot and cold water, central heating, fridge, the works. They thought I was nuts.
Poor Harry.
What's the boy next door for, anyway? Sitting here like this, I could believe we were back on Dawlish. Just two kids again.
You remember the last time, Harry?
April, Johnny Carter's been dead 15 years.
16 next month. In that cell. Because of me.
Can't you ever forget?
When I meet another man who makes me feel alive like Johnny Carter did, then I'll forget.
So you're still looking?
Yes, Harry. I'm sorry.
That night I found you two. I'll never forget that night. The whole town out looking for you, and I had to be the one.
I wasn't ashamed. I don't think Johnny was either.
Carter didn't know the meaning of the word.
I loved him. Nobody believed that. Not a soul in that court.
You were 16. Carter was 27. He took some of your father's money when you ran away together. What else did they need to know?
I loved him. And he loved me.
Do we have to talk about it?
Do we ever talk about anything else?
April, why don't you get out of this job? There's no hope in it.
No, Harry, no. Won't you ever get it into your head? No.
I see you've still got the coat.
Oh, excuse me again. I've decided I'm too hungry to work. I'm taking it home with me. Well, good night.
Oh, Mr. Tilden. Hmm? You doing anything tonight?
Well, no. Why?
I feel like cooking dinner for somebody. Sort of party, my first night. I feel I should do something. Special occasion, you know.
Well, I don't want to spoil anything. 3 isn't much of a party, eh,
Colonel? Oh, Harry's going back to the field. Urgent business.
Oh, a short visit, Colonel.
Will you come? You could tell me all about the valley. All about the work here.
Oh, never refuse a dinner cooked by a beautiful woman. You never know, Colonel. She might be a good cook, too, eh?
Maybe so.
Thank you. Harry, you better have your coat, hadn't you?
What?
The coat you lent me. I'm finished with it. Here, take it.
Chancy, put these stockings on and watch you don't ladder them. Oh, turn that radio off and listen to me.
There. I'm listening.
Now, Tans, if you do see Lee, bring him back here.
You said that before, Frenchie.
He's got tired of you, that's it. He's just got tired.
He said he'd come.
Well, it's up to you now. I've kept you since our dad died, God bless him. It's about time you did a bit for me. Oh, Lord, my legs.
They're plaguing you.
You might well ask. Look at them veins. Standing about, that's what's done it. Seems like all my life I've been standing on freezing street corners waiting. Just ruddy waiting.
You should bandage them up then.
Ah, oh, I'd look nice down at Sailor Bob's all trussed up like a fourpenny rabbit. Proper glamorous.
You want a cup of tea?
There's no money in the meter.
Oh, no tea neither.
Oh, aye. There's lots of things I shouldn't do. I shouldn't run up and down stairs, the doctor says. You can go out like a light, Miss Richards. Just like a light. Yeah, that doctor up at clinic say anything about your cough?
He isn't that kind of doctor. He just talks.
Talks?
I told you before, he's trying to cure me of stealing that compact.
He's talking? Well, if he can't cure you, I can. Oh, that were a real mug's trick, getting copped that way.
It was on edge of counter.
Oh, they leave him like that for such as you. Store detective has to live, hasn't he?
Frenchy, they'll send me away from Slade Street if they get to know I'm friends with Lee, won't they?
Our dad's medal got you off once. It might get you off again.
Frenchy. Yes, love? That doctor at clinic. When I saw him last week, he kept asking me questions about you.
Me? Questions about me?
And everybody. It's asking me, do I like people? Who I like best?
What did you say?
I said nobody.
What about me, then? Didn't you say me?
Well, I said you were okay.
That was proper nice of you. What else did he ask?
He said, did I like my own?
And what did you say?
I said, yes.
I should think you did. You've got a good home here. What else did he ask?
Oh, I forget a lot of stuff.
Well, tell him nout. Remember? Nout.
Oh, sorry I spoke.
Did he ever give you anything up there?
There was a woman wanted to give me a coat.
A coat? What kind?
It has a fur collar. It was lovely.
Where is it?
I didn't take it.
Why ever not?
I don't like to know. Oh, I don't want nout from them people.
Oh, Tansy, what your father is saviour, that I don't know. Refusing a good coat. Oh, now, Tan, you don't want to go back to the mill, do you?
No, it's awful. Like being in a cage.
Well, either you've got to find Lee or... Well, I don't know. We've got to get some money somewhere.
You better go yourself. You'll be late for Sailor Bob's.
Well, now, remember, look for Lee in Oak Pub.
All right. If you get anything, don't drink it.
No, love, I'll not. Not this time.
Hello, Tansy.
Hello, Willie.
Oh, what a dump.
There's plenty of room outside.
That's my girl. I like to see a bit of loyalty. All my girls are loyal to their Uncle Willie.
Are they?
Why not? I look after them. They look after me.
Frenchie's out.
I know. I just saw her go. So the boyfriend got tired, eh? The big romance is over. Well, I can't say I blame him. This place gives me creeps.
He didn't mind it.
You his first girl?
Yes.
He your first?
Yes, he was.
You like him, Tansy?
I'm going out.
All dressed up, eh, love? You walk down Slade Street looking like that, you'll be in police station inside 10 minutes. You can't dress like that with a sister like Frenchie. They'll think you're taking after her. Ah, yeah?
What can they do? All I'm doing is going out for a walk.
Send you away to a school, maybe put Frenchie in Nick. That's what they can do.
You talk as if you know.
You go out like that and see if I know.
What do you want?
You.
Me?
I need another girl. Dolly left sudden.
I told you before, no.
Oh, you're wasted here. All you get with Frenchie is trouble.
And what do I get with you?
Here's a fiver. That's yours if you start for me. Just pocket money.
I told you, no.
That was why you still had boyfriend, wasn't it?
You waited till Frenchie went out.
Aye. Frenchie's hasty. One day she'll swing for that temper of hers. I always said your old man would swing, but Korean's got him first.
Shut up about him. If he was here, he'd smash you.
Yes, he would, but he isn't here, is he?
If you won't go, then I will.
Suit yourself. When you're away at that school, don't say I didn't try to help you.
I'll kill myself before they get me in there.
I didn't know you felt so strong about it. Well, what's so wonderful about this place?
I'm going.
I'll wait for you. I don't expect you'll be long. What are you shaking for, Tansy?
I'm not shaking.
You know, it's nasty when they pick you up first time. Afterwards, it's not so bad, but first time's real nasty.
Oh, wrap up. Why don't you just ruddy well wrap up?
I'll just close my mince pie till you get back. Oh, let's have a bit of music.
Oh, that radio.
Oh, hello, Willie. What are you doing here?
Frenchie, you woke me up.
What do you want here?
House business.
You seen our Tansy?
She went out.
Oh, I wanted to catch her. Tell her to stay in.
Oh, that would have been sense.
I got as far as Sailor Bob's and I turned back. Got your flask on you?
Expensive tastes. That's your trouble, Frenchie. Here, have a swig. One swig.
I done all I could for I even got a young Lee. I saw him down at Sailor Bob's all on his own.
Proper matchmaker I was.
Frenchy, I want Tansy to come to me.
What? You...
How much?
Tansy isn't leaving this house because she won't leave. They sent her to that remand home before she got off. When she come out, I couldn't get her out of this room for 3 weeks.
In here? For 3 weeks?
And you think you're just coming along taking her. I'm finished, I know that. I keep getting these dizzy spells and doctor says they'll come more often. I need someone to look after me now. Well, Tansy's going to do it.
We'll see what she says.
You keep clear of her. If I catch you near her, I'll kill you.
Frenchy, it's 10 to 10. Here's a dollar. Go and buy yourself a drink.
I don't want your dirty money.
There. Pick it up off the floor if you want it.
Well, just the lens. That's all.
Of course, what else?
When Tansy comes back, you tell her I've gone down to Sailor Bob's. Say, tell her to stay in, not to go out anymore.
Aye, I'll tell her.
Willie, you don't think I'm finished, do you?
No. You've got years yet, years.
Oh, I don't know where the years have gone. I was a good looker once. Now look at me. I'm only 28, you know, Willie, and I shouldn't drink. Drink isn't good for me.
Drink's good for anything.
No, not with my arm.
Then give it 5 bob.
No, you're right. One little drink won't kill me. It never has yet.
Some need booze. Some need girls. Some need sleep. Ah, well. Might as well close me minces again while I got chance. Oh.
Me. Who do you think you are, anyway?
Tansy, you back already? I just dropped off.
Who's this?
Why don't you ask him?
I'm Willie Mason. And who are you?
Is he a relation of yours?
Oh, him?
Then I must ask you to go, Mr. Mason. I have to talk to Miss Richards, privately.
Oh? You're not a cop, are you?
No, I'm not.
He's from that clinic.
And you bumped into him? What are you doing down here, Mr. Slumming?
Don't you realize if I hadn't seen you, you'd be in the police station by now?
Just what I told her, mister.
We've wasted a lot of time and trouble on you already, Richards.
You see? That's how they talk to you. Richards, as if you're muck.
You may not believe it, but we're trying to help you.
You're going to
After
tell
After this, I don't know.
You're going to tell them about this? Or about the clinic?
I don't know.
If you do, they'll send me away, won't they?
You're not leaving us much choice.
You seem awfully interested in Tansy up at that clinic.
Tansy, I might forget about this incident, but once you get in the hands of the police, I couldn't do a thing. Remember that.
Why are you doing this, letting her off?
Because I don't like to admit I'm licked. You probably wouldn't understand that. Good night.
What a mug. Hey, you're shaking again.
I couldn't see Lee anywhere. I looked in all the pubs. It was horrible. They all look at you. Just look. Well, then I bumped into him outside. He must have recognized me.
Well, you ready to be sensible?
I'd have to leave here, would I?
Well, of course you would.
Then it's still no.
You know where to find me if you change your mind.
Willie, could you keep me away from them clinic people?
Sure I could, Tansy.
They scare me. I don't know what they want.
Look, I got a little place down Church Street. It's out of the way. Now, what have you got to take?
Oh, nothing. What about Frenchy?
Oh, I'll look after Frenchy one way or another. This her back already?
She wouldn't knock.
Hello, Tansy.
Hello, Lee.
Well, come on if you're coming, Tansy.
Not now.
Do you want me to tell him about tonight?
Lee, I want you to do something for me, love.
What's that?
This thing here. He's annoying me.
You heard the lady outbuster.
I just go in.
Now.
All right. I said I was just going, didn't I?
Hello again. I got an extra duty. Sorry I'm late. Didn't bother you, did it?
Not so as you'd notice.
Tance, I heard my discharge date today. I go back stateside in 3 months.
Oh. Do you want to go?
Sure thing. Oh, I miss it. I miss it, Tansy. You wouldn't understand how much I miss it.
Yes, I would.
Here, you eaten yet?
No.
I've got ham and pickles, bread, and coffee and fruit. How's that?
Smashing.
We'll eat and drink and be merry, eh, Tansy?
Why'd you do this? Bring all this food? Why'd you think about me so much?
You know why, Tansy.
Other men don't. About other girls.
At the start, I was like that. I was here on my own. You were a girl. Now, it's more, that's all.
You do all this for me now. But you'll forget me when you go.
No. No, I won't, Tansy. You know I won't. Don't you?
Oh, Lee.
Tansy, coffee. Come on, honey. Can't you hear me in there? Oh, somebody's at the door now. Tansy, it's near 11 o'clock. Aren't you ever getting up? Okay, coming.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning.
My name's Barr. I'm a social worker. I'm here to see Teresa Richards.
Oh, well, you better come back another time, I think. She's,
Lee, where's my coffee?
Come on in, miss. Excuse me, I'll switch this off. I'm Lee Haneker, airman first class. American, aren't you? Where are you from?
Prospect, Maine.
I'm from Los Angeles. My old man has a gas station. I've made some coffee. You like some?
No, thank you. Now, if I can see Miss Richards.
It's okay, I guess. Is Tansy in any trouble?
Yes, she is.
Bad?
Pretty bad.
What's she done?
I'm afraid I can't discuss that with you.
I want to help.
Do you? How long have you known her, Mr. Haneker?
3-4 months, I guess.
Do you know how old she is?
19.
Teresa Richards is 16 years and 7 months old.
What?
I said Teresa Richards...
All right. I heard it first time. What kind of trouble is she in? Is it because of me?
Officially, I don't know anything about your relationship with Miss Richards, but I can guess. Unofficially, I can give you some advice, and I'll make it short. Stop seeing her.
I suppose I could do that, but... I've got to have a reason, especially if she's in trouble.
If I were you, I'd take your good-hearted friendliness elsewhere. Back home with you, in fact.
Tansy's not in trouble with the police, is she?
She has been. She stole a compact from a store. The court thought it might be psychological trouble.
Psychological hell. She just didn't have a compact. She doesn't have anything.
My duty is to call at her home and make a report on the conditions here. I might add that Tansy's in a critical position. She has to behave herself.
And if she doesn't?
She'll go to a school.
Oh. If I told you I was just calling in, if I said I often do that first thing after breakfast, you wouldn't believe me, would you?
How did this start?
How does it always start?
If you really cared for her, you wouldn't need her to give so much.
She's the only one I've known. Like this.
That, as far as we're concerned, is one too many. Oh, the schools are very good. Teresa will be well looked after. Regular food, regular hours. The right kind of company.
I guess I asked for that one. But Tansy locked up in some school, geez.
She wouldn't be locked up. She'd simply be regulated.
Like a watch?
A watch won't run with dirt in the works.
She'd go crazy. She's highly strung.
So are a lot of people who don't go crazy.
If I was never to see her again, I wish she was... out of this place.
If she was sent to a school, she'd be out.
Before I let that happen, I'd marry her.
You don't mean that.
Every word.
You're just talking, Mr. Haneker. You're doing what you think is the right thing now, aren't you?
Maybe, a little. But that's pretty important, isn't it? The right thing?
Not important enough to wreck your life doing it.
I can guess how it looks to you, miss. Cheap. Well, so it was, maybe, at the start, but not anymore. One day, I have to marry a girl. What am I looking for? Loyalty? Tansy's given me that. Never a look at anybody else while I've known her. Love? She's given me that, too.
And why?
She thinks just for a good time, too. But she's wrong as you are. She freezes up when you people come around. But I've seen her different.
All right. What if all that is true? Will it be the best thing for her? We have to be sure of that.
Miss, you're pretty interested in Tansy, aren't you? I mean, apart from it being a job and all.
Yes.
Why?
I knew a girl once. She was young, like Tansy, and she loved a man. They ran away together.
What happened?
The man died.
That's the tragedy. A woman left on her own.
Everything's very simple to you, isn't it?
Not everything. Some things. This thing.
Marrying Tansy hadn't occurred to you till I mentioned it?
No.
Your folks, what about them?
My brother Joe married a German girl after the war. I don't know what kick they could have.
Well, I take it you could get permission from the Air Force.
I guess so. Colonel Cavell's a decent old guy.
Colonel Harry Cavell?
Yeah. He's tough, but he's fair. But there's one thing we're forgetting. She may not want to come with me.
She'll be a fool if she doesn't. Look, you can reach me by telephone at the clinic when you have Colonel Cavell's okay.
Oh, thanks. You're all right. Shall I talk to her?
Let me first. Phone me later at the clinic.
Okay, and thanks.
Now you'd better waken her.
Waken who?
Oh, look who's here. Coffee, honey?
No, thanks.
Oh, go on. Here. Miss Barr's come to see you.
Good morning, Tansy.
Hello.
Drink your coffee. I guess I'm a little in the way.
Lee, you're not going.
Miss Barr and me, we've been talking. She wants to help you, Tansy.
You're one of them, aren't you?
Who? One of who?
Just one of them. When it comes down to it, you're one of them.
Tansy, I don't get it. All I said was Miss Barr and
me... I don't want you to go.
Oh, I have to get back to the field, honey.
Tansy, Mr. Haneker's being very sensible.
Sensible. When you coming again?
Not for a little while, honey.
Why? What's she been telling you about me?
Nothing, honey. Nothing.
You are coming again.
Soon, honey.
Good morning, Mr. Haneker.
Morning, miss. Bye, Tansy.
I'll get my coat.
Why do that?
You're taking me away, aren't you?
Away?
It's what you came for, isn't it? You've seen that Mr. Tilden. He's told you.
Mark Tilden?
After he said he wouldn't.
I haven't any idea what you're talking about.
I won't stay in any school. I'll tell you that for now.
Why should I take you away?
I thought you knew.
About Lee? Yes, I know. He seems a nice boy. I wouldn't be surprised if he was quite serious about you. A lot of American boys marry English girls. From what Lee tells me, they have quite a thriving family business back home.
So he's always saying.
Of course, there'd be work. A place like that doesn't run itself. A boy like Lee, he'll make some girl a fine husband.
He's okay.
He likes you, Tansy. He told me so.
Get away.
You must love him a great deal.
Love? I like him sometimes. Not just because he brings things. Because he's kind.
It's very pleasant in California. You'd like it there. His father has a big garage and everybody has their own car.
You mean you think Lee and me that we should get wed?
Wouldn't it be better than the school?
You mean they'll send me there?
Well, they'll have to do something, Tansy.
He told you it's what he wants. To take me to America. He wants to take me there to live.
That's what he says.
You do want to help me, don't you, miss?
Yes, my dear.
Why? Why are you doing all this for me?
Because it's my job.
You mean you do this for anybody?
Oh, yes, I suppose I would.
Then I'm just another case.
Oh, if you like to put it that way, yes, you have to be. Is this where you sleep? In here?
Aye.
Oh, I think you might tidy it up a little, don't you?
All right.
This money yours?
Aye. Give it me.
Isn't it rather risky leaving it about like that?
Oh, come in.
Hello.
Oh, good morning, Mark. What an earth.
Hello, April. Morning, Tansy.
Mark, did you want to see me?
I came to see Tansy. You stayed in last night?
Aye.
Good.
What is all this about?
Something between Tansy and me. Hey, Tansy?
Yes, sir.
Please, Mark.
Is that coffee?
Oh, here you are, sir.
Oh, thank you, Tansy. That's very good. Did you make it?
Mark, this is my first visit and I want to get it done.
A cigarette?
No, thanks. Tansy, perhaps you'd like to tidy up your room. Mr. Tilden and I'd like to talk for a moment.
Oh, all right.
I haven't had a chance to thank you for last night. It was another lovely evening.
I enjoyed it, too.
Are we going on with it? Seeing each other?
Don't see why not.
That's settled, then. I was talking to Strawn on the telephone a few minutes ago.
Strawn?
Our esteemed boss. He says the council are coming to a decision this week about the grant for the clinic.
Oh.
He thinks the outlook's good, but And Tansy has been seen around the valley with that young airman, the one who was at the clinic with her. We've got to keep her away from him. If they're seen about together, we're sunk. And that's why I'm here. I wouldn't like things to go wrong at this stage.
Are you thinking about the girl or about the clinic?
If we lose the clinic, there's nothing we can do for the girl or anybody else. Anyway, he doesn't seem to be around. Perhaps he's been posted or something.
He stayed here with Tansy last night.
He what? Last night? Oh, good Lord.
I've tidied the room, miss.
Huh? Oh, good. You have to get into the habit of being neat, Tansy.
Tansy, last night you didn't go out.
No, sir.
You promised, remember?
Yes, sir. I promised not to go out,
no.
And I didn't.
No, we've got to have this clear. If you didn't go out after I left here...
Here! Give me Andrea, somebody.
Frenchie, is she all right?
I found her at the bottom of the stairs. Oh, what a weight.
Yes,
oh.
Sit her down here. That's right.
Oh, she better have my coffee.
No, I don't want no coffee. I got a pain in my chest, that's all. Took a drink to shift it. I want my aspirin. Where's my aspirin? Oh, it's here on the table. Water. Oh, milk will do. Do me good.
Hey, that's too many. Aspirin's funny stuff, you know. One of my best girls did herself in with these. Simplest thing you ever saw. And I'd just bought her a new outfit. It wouldn't fit anybody else.
I think we'll be going, Mark.
Who are you?
My name is Barr. I'm from the Leatherford Clinic.
Have you brought us anything? Any money?
No.
Then what you come for?
To talk to Tansy about her future.
Talk? Well, miss. Let me tell you, her future's here in Slade Street.
Drink your coffee. Here.
You didn't go out last night. I came back to stop you.
There are a few things we'd better get clear, Miss Richards.
Who's this? What's he doing here?
You're wasting your breath, mister.
He's right, Mark. Come along.
Well, we can't just walk out of here.
Yes, we can. Goodbye, Tansy. You'll be hearing from me.
Okay.
Come along, Mark.
Just one thing. You, Mason... I know what you are. If you influence that girl in any way, I'll see you end in a cell. I'll also personally break your arm.
Them two. What they want?
She said she'd do it for anybody. She said she'd help anybody because it was her job.
What about it?
I thought she wanted to help me because she liked me.
Like you? Them sort never even see you.
What did she want?
What she said. To talk.
What about?
Give her time, you fool.
Oh, I know what you're waiting for, you little rat. You're waiting to take our Tansy away from me. Well, you'll not have her. I'll promise you that.
We'll see. Them two. They talk to me as if I was dirt. They think they're the only ones can do it for Tansy. Can they make Tansy Richards somebody? No, but I can.
Aye, for how long?
Who cares how long? It's not how long you last, it's what you do.
Aye, my sister, she'll stay with me, won't you, Tans, love?
Tansy, all that bar woman can give you is a job in mill.
Well, he's right there, love. She comes here as if she's your friend, but she isn't. None of them are.
She said she'd do it for anybody.
Don't you worry. I'll look after you, Tansy.
You try to take her. You just try.
She said this place is no good for me. She says I'd like it in America.
America? She wants to take you there?
Lee does. And she says they have a big garage and a car for everybody.
Oh, that's what she says. But what you got when you get there? Ah, oh, that's another thing. Blanche Toole, you know, the one who lived across the street. She got a knife in her, that's what she got. And she thought he were a millionaire. He said he had ranches and all sorts. When they got there, all he had were a caravan. And on top of that, he did her in.
Anyway, I've not gone yet.
You mean, you're thinking about it?
I don't want to go. You know I don't. But I can't stick school.
Tans, you mightn't get sent. You would have got sent when you were pinched with compact. Anybody else would. You know what saved you? Our Des medal over there on mantelpiece, that's what.
You can talk. It's not you they're sending.
Who got you away from mill? Who's to buy at court when they pinch you over at compact?
You did.
Well, there you are, then. Oh, we'll get you some nice things, Tans. We'll get some money some way. You don't need Willie.
She's finished. Don't listen to her.
Finished? Who's finished?
Take a good look at her, Tansy. If you stay here, that's how you'll end up.
You little rat-house.
Why don't you shut up, both of you?
What?
You telling me to shut up?
Aye. If you don't, I'll walk out door for good.
Not you. You wouldn't leave here. I know
why,
you.
Why, Tansy? Tell us why. Why can't you leave?
In the remand home, I used to cry all day. I was nothing. Nobody. I was like a shadow on a wall.
Cry? You never told me.
I was alone, see? In Slade Street, I feel safe. Anywhere else, I'm not Tansy Richards. I'm nobody.
Safe? What are you afraid of?
Everything.
Oh, I never heard such soft talk. Richards aren't afraid of anybody. Not anybody. You hear that, Willie? If our dad was alive, he'd skin you. He'd be ashamed. He wasn't afraid of nothing.
And look where it got him.
Don't you mention his name. Tance, that woman from clinic, she doesn't want to help you. And Lee, has he asked you to marry him? Of course he hasn't. He's like them when it comes down to it. And Willie here, you know what he is. No, Tance. No, you've got to stay here. It's your home.
Aye. I'll stay.
There you are, Willie Mason. Now get out.
I'll give you £50 cash, Tansy, now.
Get out. Get out or I'll put your lights out.
Just try.
I'll stick this knife in you, sir.
Put it down before you get hurt.
I mean it. I'll cut you out, Will.
Drop it or I'll back you
out. I'll go, you. So help me.
What? What's the matter with her? I didn't hit her. She saw it, didn't I? I was just trying to get her to drop knife.
Look at her face. Oh, Frenchy.
I'm all right.
Yes. Sit down, love.
Here, drink this coffee.
I don't want that muck. Frenchy, please. I'm not going away. We'll be together always. I'm staying.
But I'm going, lass. That pain. Get me a cigarette.
Here. Yeah. I'll light it for you.
That's more like it. I feel right with a fag. I feel right.
Oh, Frenchy, don't try to get up. Just sit there.
I spent my life on my feet, walking, waiting and walking. Like this. I'm going to finish on my feet. Get out of my way. Let me walk.
Frenchy.
Let me walk. There.
I can still do it. See? I'm not finished. Oh, she's fallen. She's hurt herself. Frenchy.
I'll get her up.
Oh,
what a way to...
No. No. Leave her.
What? Here. You stand back, Tansy.
Is she...
I hope I go as quick.
No. No. No.
I'll get a doctor. We'll need a certificate. Don't touch her. You have no choice now, have you, Tansy?
Oh, Frenchy. Frenchy. First, Dad. And then you. Oh, Frenchy, I won't keep you waiting long, love. I'll get the bottle. All those little tablets. 10. 15. 20. No. I wonder how long they'll take.
Hello, darling.
Oh, hello. Julia's busy.
He's in the annex with a patient.
Odd how he didn't bat an eye when you told him about the marriage.
He's past surprise, I suppose.
How long will the gallant colonel be?
He said 3:30. 20 past now.
And Hanukkah coming too?
Yeah.
Oh, do you think your colonel will give Hanukkah permission to marry?
Yes.
Well, you seem very sure about it.
I am.
April, you're a born manager. You walk into a situation and change it just like that.
But you don't approve. Not really. Why?
My head tells me you're an efficient social worker, that you might be right about the situation.
And your heart?
It's stupid, but my heart tells me you take a hell of a lot on yourself. For a woman.
And you resent that.
I shouldn't, but I do.
What can I do about it?
Nothing.
All you want is to save this clinic. You'll be happy then.
Potency? Well, not really. For Hanukkah, not at all. For myself and all the countless hours of work I've put in here, very.
Mark, at first I wasn't sure you even liked me. I'm all the things you disapprove of. American, rich. And I hurled myself at you in a disgraceful way.
No. You attract me.
Oh, that. Is that all, Mark?
Will I see you tonight?
If you want to.
April? Who's, Johnny Carter?
A man I once knew.
Why do you call his name in your sleep?
Oh. Do I?
In an odd way, as if he's lost or dead, is he?
I loved him when I was very young, like Tansy.
You know, April, identification is original sin in this business.
I know.
Hello, children.
Oh, good afternoon, Mr. Strawn. Come in, sir.
Julius about?
He's in consultation. Do you want to see him?
Good Lord, no. They'll be asking me for more equipment or something. No, it's you I want to see.
Oh, let me introduce our director of education, Ronald Strawn, Miss April Barr.
Miss Barr?
I remember. You had to approve my coming here.
Glad I did, if I may say so. How are you finding things?
Exciting.
Yes, the little darlings will keep getting themselves into trouble, won't they? Now, Mark, they're sending the chairman of the committee up here with me tomorrow to look over things.
Hmm?
The big decision. Can you have it all on top line?
Well, I can talk to Julius.
I wish you would. He's a decent old boy, but a bit too deep for me. Tilden, I'm sorry, but there's a strong move to close the clinic down at once.
I knew it. Those ruddy morons at the town hall.
It only needs this Richards case to go off all right, old boy.
Well, as a matter of fact, Miss Richards may be off our hands. She's to marry soon.
Marry? Well, she's only 15, isn't she?
Oh, nearly 17.
Still a bit young, isn't it? Who's the bloke?
Well, it isn't official, but it seems he's a fellow countryman of Miss Barr's. She's arranged things.
Oh. Decent sort of chap, Miss Barr.
As far as I know, a decent sort of chap.
Well, I suppose it's good news in a way. It's all fixed up, then.
Oh, not quite. The boy has to get permission from his commanding officer. As a matter of fact, there's a meeting laid on for this morning. You care to sit in?
Good Lord, no, no. Just drop by to tell you the lie of the land. I'll push off before old Julius comes out of that dark room of his, short of one something. Goodbye, Miss Barr. It's been most interesting.
Our director. A most unexpected pleasure.
Oh, Lord.
Now, remember, my dear, a long, long walk every night until you're very, very tired. It will help you sleep.
Oh, thank you, Doctor. See you next week.
You know, I like that child. Oh, Mark, We have a few minutes before the Colonel and Mr. Hanukkah arrive.
5.
Oh, well, it will be enough. There are some things we need in the playroom, Director. I think a new sandpit and also some toys. If you come this way, I will show you the world as you say.
I'm not sure Julius takes any of this seriously.
Well, I hope you're right about Caval. Now.
Oh.
Any idea how he'll react at first?
He won't like the whole idea. His boys, that's what he really worries about.
He's got young Hanukkah with him.
Mark, I'd like to talk to Harry on my own.
Hmm?
Just a few minutes, if you don't mind.
I'll send him in. I can keep Hanukkah at reception. Good luck. Ah, Colonel, I'll leave you with Miss Barr. Excuse me, please.
Harry.
Hello, April.
Sit down. Harry, it's strange you're sitting here talking business.
The whole thing's damn strange. Young Hanukkah tells me he's picked up with some young girl you people have in tow. Silly young fool wants to marry her. You're against it, of course.
No, we're for it.
Look, I've done a little quick checking on her. My police tell me her sister's a woman of a certain profession.
That's her sister.
But a girl brought up in a place like that?
Her father was a war hero. Tansy Richards was sent for treatment at this clinic for stealing a compact from a store. Nothing more serious than that.
I'll have to take your word for it.
You can do that, can't you?
Hanukkah's one of my boys, April. I owe it to his folks to see he doesn't make a mistake.
Have you seen her?
I don't have to. April, I'm giving the thing my blessing if I okay it, remember? I'd like them both to forget the whole idea for 3 months.
Lee Hannaford goes back home in 3 months.
I know it. Maybe he won't want us so much then.
Don't count on that, Harry.
Listen, Tillman, I don't know what the fuss is all about. I love Tansy. I want to marry her. Do we have to have an international conference about it?
Oh, there are good reasons for all this, believe me, Hanneke. Dr. Bernhardt will be here in a moment. He'll explain.
I wish somebody would. Hello, miss.
Hello, Lee.
This meeting your idea?
We get things settled.
Well, if you say so.
Mark, the director is getting us another sandpit.
Julius, they're here. Oh. This is Colonel Caval, the commanding officer at Horton Field.
Dr. Bernhardt?
This is Airman Hanneke.
Oh. Well, will you sit down, young man? Gentlemen, and Miss Barr, of course.
Thank you.
Now, we all know why we are here. This young man wishes to marry a girl who's been under our care. I don't want to embarrass anybody, but I feel we ought to put all the facts to Mr. Hanneke before he takes a very important step.
I don't want anybody to be embarrassed, sir. I don't want anybody to do anything. All I want, with all respect, sir, it's for everybody to leave us both alone.
I understand, Mr. Hanneke. But I must say this. Miss Richards has not had a too favorable home life.
That's not her fault.
No, it isn't, but it is a fact. You would not mind her past record here?
A lousy compact. What's that to worry about?
Well, there were other worries. You see, we were afraid at one time that she might have thought of following her sister's profession.
What if she had thought of it? Would you blame her? But she hadn't. I know she hadn't. She didn't need to. There was me, wasn't there?
All right, Hanneke, you don't need to yell. We can all hear you.
This would be a whole lot easier if I was a colonel, wouldn't it, sir?
I didn't hear that remark, Hanneke. I'll hear the next one. Now sit down.
No, that's all right, Colonel. We wanted to know how Mr. Hanneke felt. Now we do. You feel you have considered everything, Mr. Hanneke?
What's there to consider? I love her. That's the difference between us all. You just care about her, but I love her.
And Tansy, does she love you?
You know her, Doc. You know better than I do, in a way. But you all see her as some kind of freak, some problem. You've got theories, and you may be right most of the time, sure, but I know Tansy in a way you can't with all your theories. She may not love me yet, but she will. Because she isn't scared of me the way she's scared of you, all of you.
Of us? Oh, don't be stupid, ma'am.
We're trying to help her.
She don't trust you. How could she? Tansy only trusts people who are ready to help her from their hearts, not their heads.
Like you?
Like me. Well, Doc?
Colonel Caval, both my colleagues feel that our best plan would be to give our blessing to this union.
And you, Doctor, what about you?
Well, I think this could be a way out. I'll say now it would get a very difficult case off our hands. But, of course, we are not interested in a solution that suits only us. We want to know how you feel.
You are asking for my approval of this airman's marriage to a girl who is underage and has a police record. I can't see how I can give that approval.
You're not married yourself, are you, sir?
I warned you once before, Hanneke.
Perhaps it would be better, Mr. Hanneke, if you waited in the anteroom while I talk to your commanding officer.
I guess so, Doc.
Thank you.
Sorry, Doctor. I lost my temper with that young man.
What is his service record?
He's an efficient airman. He has a clean civilian sheet. His parents are hardworking folk. Done pretty well from what he tells me.
He's a man who might marry young in any event. It is possible he could do worse.
I don't see how.
Well, Richards is young. She might take root over there. Who knows?
I entirely agree, Doctor.
And you, Mark?
Well, you know how I feel, Julius. She could do a lot worse.
But could he?
The girl has a record, sure, but you can't penalize her forever for that one incident.
I'm not blaming her for what she did. I'm looking at what she's likely to become. Young Hanneke's in my care. I don't like the risk.
All marriages are risks. There's a right time for it, that's all. Let that time go past, and it's too late.
All right, April. I'll give my okay. As young Hanneke said, I was never married. Maybe I'd be able to do better at this if I had been.
Maybe you would.
Well, you all seem to have made up your minds.
And the last word's with you, Julius.
Show Mr. Hanneker in, will you, Mark?
Come in, will you?
Mr. Hanneker, Colonel Cabal has given his permission for you to marry Miss Richards.
Thank you, Doc.
She'll have to apply for special permission to marry underage. She must write to this address. I'll see the people myself, her sister also.
Thanks again, Doc.
If you can get her away from Slade Street, I will fix a place for her until you are married. Telephone me here tomorrow.
Yes, sir. I sure will, sir.
Well, that seems to end our little business, if you'll excuse me. Good luck, Mr. Hanneker. Colonel.
Bye, Doctor.
I want to thank you, miss.
Make her happy, that's all.
I'm going along to Slade Street now. If I have permission, sir.
Your pass in order?
Yes, sir.
Fall out, then?
Yes, sir.
Hanneker, take the Jeep. Tell the driver to go back to the field after that. I'll make my own way back.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
It looks as if we can close the file on Tansy Richards, Mark.
We hope.
It must be nice to be as young as that. As sure.
How old is he? 20? I was in the Air Force myself the first time I asked a girl to marry me. It was 1943, summer in New York. One of those hot days when we thought the war was never going to end. Remember that summer, April?
I remember.
I walked around with the marriage papers in my pocket for a whole week. I didn't ask her till the last day of my furlough. I guess I must have known what her answer would be. That was quite a year, 1943, wasn't it, April? We had fun sometimes, didn't we?
Yes.
If you'll excuse me.
Mark, Harry and I are old friends.
Oh, good Lord, is that the time? I have a patient waiting. I'd better go along.
It's all over. Isn't it, Harry?
Well, I'll say goodbye, Colonel. See you later, April.
Why did you have to do that? All that talk about 1943. I was 19 then.
April, you're looking for what you had with Carter, what Tansy and Hanneker have now. You can only have that once in your life when you're very young.
That would only leave you, wouldn't it, Harry?
That would only leave me.
Oh, is that the phone? I'll get it. Tilden speaking. Who? Hanneker. Oh, put him on, please. Yes. Yes? Tansy? How? I see. Yes. Yeah. Very well, Hanneker. Goodbye.
What is it?
Tansy. Aspirin poisoning.
Right, now let me read it back, Mark. 57 children between the ages of 6 and 16 referred to the clinic in the last 12 months.
Mm-hmm.
20 of them couldn't read at all. It doesn't say much for me, that one, but let it pass. An average of 4.5 hours each on reading instruction alone. Is that right?
And you've got that letter from the bishop about the Williams child?
Yes. Yes. I mustn't forget that.
And as the list with details in non-psychiatric words of one syllable of all our clinical cases and progress reports, I think you'll find enough information there to make a real case out, Strawn, even to that blasted committee of yours.
Well, I'll try.
What are our chances?
They could depend on the Richards girl now. Any news there, by the way?
April's just gone down to the hospital. She should be back any time now.
Oh, this paper. It's important, but Richards, she's vital. The committee know about her sister's death, too. Every sympathy, of course. Seems a lot of people knew her sister.
April.
Is she all right?
I think she will be. The doctor got to her in time. She's pretty weak, but otherwise okay.
Is Hanneker still with her?
He's been there all the time. He wanted to send her to the hospital, but she was conscious by then. She wouldn't go. She was so upset, apparently, the doctor said to leave her at home.
You think Hanneker will get her here today?
I don't know. She sat there and hardly spoke. Shock, I suppose.
It doesn't seem to have been a very successful visit.
It wasn't.
Well, we've done all we can.
It wasn't enough. She expected love and kindness. He can't give her that.
Love and kindness isn't in your contract, Miss Barr.
It ought to be.
Oh, April... Colonel Cabal telephoned whilst you were out.
Harry?
He said he probably wouldn't be here this afternoon. His squadron's been alerted.
Oh, no.
Well, he says it's routine. After all, they do have to see how long it takes them and all that.
If it isn't routine, they won't have any worries, big or little.
Mm.
I think I'll find time to give the chairman some liquid refreshment before I bring him in. Might soften him up a bit.
Good luck.
The I didn't want to say it while Strawn was here, but I think she decided on Willie.
After all this, I wish we'd never seen Tansy Richards.
You talked enough about getting her out of the valley.
Yes, I did. I wanted her out for the clinic's sake. You wanted her out for your own sake. There's a difference.
That was unkind.
Yes. Yes, it was. I'm sorry. But I tell you, this could sink us.
You seem so sure they'll withdraw the grant.
Of course they'll withdraw it if we let them.
Oh, Mark, I'm sorry, darling.
April, what if Julius or somebody comes in?
Sorry. Mark, don't you love me at all?
Be serious, will you?
All right, I'll be serious. Mark, I love you. But when you're like this, so hard, so unsentimental, so conniving, I wonder if there's any future for us together.
Did you expect a future?
If there isn't, it makes it all just a little cheap, doesn't it?
Not unless you think so.
Oh, I seem to have made a mess of everything. First young Hanukkah...
The trouble with you, April, is that you thought you were influencing Hanukkah all the time, and you weren't. Nobody was.
Maybe not.
What is it you're really after for those two? Romance with a big R?
I don't know.
I do. You want romance with a big R, too. You had it with Carter, whoever he was. And you wanted it again with me. But with Carter, you were a girl. Now you're a woman. April, you're too old for this. You're ready for something better.
Mark, are we finished?
I'd say we never really started. Or if we did, it was a false start.
You have no real affection for me.
On the contrary, a very great deal. But we aren't the same kind, April. An affair, perhaps. Together, we aren't worth more.
No. All you want is a doormat, like all the men over here.
That's what I've been taught, too.
Mark, was that the car?
Oh, Lord, yes, Julius. For God's sake, wipe your eyes.
I heard the car. I thought it must be you.
Just got back from Slade Street.
We can write off the Richards girl. Apparently, she won't leave Slade Street no matter what.
Oh, I see. Then what is our story?
The only story we have now is the truth. Tell the committee we never had a chance to help the Richards girl.
So, we failed. The trouble is, the girl has love for and need of a place, not for people. When she feels secure in the place, perhaps love for people will come. With her, it is the place first.
And I envy Tansy Richards.
Mark, did you tell Stroll all this?
Hmm?
About Richards not going after all?
No, not yet.
Well, then I wouldn't. Look down there. Tansy Richards and your Mr. Hanukkah are outside now.
But April said, how on earth...
Hanukkah must have talked around somehow.
Well, perhaps we should compose ourselves. We seem to have been getting excited about nothing.
Come on in, Tansy.
Here, let me help you.
I'm all right.
She's still pretty sick, but the doc said okay.
And Miss Barr, I think you could help me take Miss Richards into my annex.
I'm okay.
Come along, my dear.
All right. Thomas, you won't go away, will you, Lee?
Right here, honey.
So long, Tansy.
The poor kid, she's had it rough.
How did you talk her into it?
She trusts me, a little. I stayed around while she was sick, me and the nurse. I had to throw that Willie guy out in the end. He talked her into saying she'd stay down there with him. She loves this valley, those streets down there, that room. You seen that room?
Did she tell you why?
No, she don't talk much. I guess if you're lucky, like I've been, you feel okay anywhere. Any place is just another place. But to Tansy, with nobody to care, the place gets important. It gets to be all there is.
Tansy told you this?
No, I thought it out. I had plenty of time to think.
Well, you seem to have it all wrapped up.
Last night she woke up suddenly. Oh, it was nearly dawn. Some kind of nightmare. But delirious, maybe. I don't know. I was sitting near the bed, still in my uniform, and she makes a grab for me. And you know what? She thought I was her father. I talked right back to her, as if I was, too. And she went to sleep again, thinking she'd been talking to him.
It was the uniform.
Sure. What else?
Way, Counselor. Now, let me see. Tilden, you know.
Yes. Hello, Tilden.
Counselor Talbot.
And this is
April Barr, a social worker.
Are you enjoying your short stay in our valley, Miss Barr?
This is a fine clinic, most impressive.
Oh, better than those in America, eh?
Much better. You really have something to be proud of here.
You think so? Well, I'm certainly glad to hear it. I've had my doubts about this place, you know.
This is Airman Haneker of the U.S. Air Force.
Sir.
Oh, yes, here's Dr. Bernhardt, whom you've met. And this, of course, is Miss Richards.
Oh, yes. How are you, my dear?
I take it that you are the advance party.
Well, in a way. My colleagues will be along later, I expect.
The chairman would like us to put him in the picture first. He's rather on our side, as I.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. I have to be impartial, you know.
Oh, please sit down.
Oh, I like to stand. Helps me to think, you know.
Julius, the chairman would like to ask Haneker a few questions.
If Mr. Haneker doesn't object.
Not at all, sir. Anything I can do.
Oh, not interfering, young man. Don't want you to think that. My committee are very interested in the case, that's all. So you're going to America, young lady?
Happen I am.
You think you'll like it there?
How the world do I know? I've never been.
Oh. Oh, silly question. I'm always asking, aren't I, Straw? Yes. Haneker, I've never been to your country, but I know that if it produces young men like yourself who are willing to put all in jeopardy for the love of an English girl, then I know it must be a fine place. You have a hero's daughter here, my boy. Be worthy of him.
Yes, sir. I'll try.
You know, I wonder how much this happy outcome is due to your own efforts and how much to the efforts of this clinic. I don't want to seem skeptical. I just wonder.
Perhaps I can explain just what we have managed to do in this case, sir. If you'll just come over to the desk, I have the file here.
Oh, excuse me.
Harry, I thought you were flying.
False alarm. Excuse me, doctor, if I could have a private word with Miss Barr.
Please go ahead.
What is it?
Is there somewhere we can talk?
Oh, in here, the annex.
Do that, please.
Oh, Harry, what is it?
It's your father, April. It looks bad. There's a plane at 10 from Manchester. I booked you a flight and a car to take you there. It's outside.
Thank you, Harry.
No trouble. Your mother sent the cable to me. She thought it'd be better.
Mother, cable to you? Oh, Harry, isn't it odd how the onlookers see what must be, what's inevitable? Harry, have I a few minutes?
Just. I'll drive you down to the airport.
Then I think I'd better get back. Excuse me.
Let's all get back. That old guy's making a speech.
Ready to take on the battle of life together. That's given me new heart. That, and the reports Mr. Tilden has shown me. New faith in mankind and new confidence in this clinic. Well, this, I suppose, is success on your part, gentlemen. A binding together of our two nations.
Yeah.
I seem to have been making a speech.
No! No!
What do you mean by that?
I said no! And I mean it this time.
Tansy, please.
Tansy.
Take your hands off me. You don't care about me, none of you. Willie was right. All you wanted was to get me away from Valley. Well, I'm not going.
Tansy, don't be foolish, please.
This is my home. I can't leave it just because where I go, there's a car and plenty to eat and people will be kind to me. That's not enough to leave your home for.
You know what this decision will mean?
Aye, school. But when I come out, I'll be home in Valley. You can't force me to go. You can't.
Nobody's forcing you to do anything. We all thought you intended to marry this young man.
I can't. It will be no good.
Well, it's for you to choose.
Can I go now?
Surely. But we will have to send you away. We have no alternative.
Lee, I'm sorry. You tried. You nearly had me talked over. But I couldn't do it. And you, miss, thank you. You tried, too.
Think again, Tansy.
No, miss.
Just a minute. Tansy, I'm going with you.
With me? You mean you'll stay here? In Valley? You won't go back to your home?
I'll be out of the Air Force soon. I reckon I can stay here if I want to.
Lee, would you do that? For me? Not go home. For me.
Yes, I do that, Tansy.
Well, I'm dead.
I wouldn't care to do it, I'll tell you that, young man. After this performance.
April, what now?
Go with her, Lee. Here's the key to my flat. 27 Marine Row.
Miss Barr, is this wise?
They'll marry next week, Doctor. Meanwhile, Lee can live at the field. Take her home, Lee.
Sure. Sure, if she wants me to.
Well, Tansy, what do you say?
You mean well, I know that, miss. All of you mean well, but I don't want to see none of you again, ever.
what none of you understood. My home's in this valley. Lee's the only one who knows what that means to me. That's why I'll try to love him. That's why I'll marry him. If he wants that.
Yes, I want that, Tansy. But I'll make one hell of an Englishman.
That was Jill Raymond as Tansy Richards, Belle Crystal as Frenchy Richards, David March as Airman Lee Haneker, Alan Tilvin as Colonel Harry Cavell, and Diana Olson as April Barr in The Girl Richards by Alan Pryor, with Kathleen Helm as Mrs. Clark, Philip Lever as Dr. Julius Bernhardt, Ralph Hallett as Mark Tilden, Ronald Baddeley as Willie Mason, Hugh Dixon as Mr. Strawn, David Bird as Councillor Talbot. Children were played by Neris Kerfoot and Nigel Anthony. The production was by Audrey Cameron.